And I'm Brandon Peoples, talking with Dr. Reginald Eggleston here in this next segment. He is the superintendent of schools at USD 475 Geary County. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, Brandon. How are you? It's always good to be on with you, and I appreciate you giving us time.
Yeah, you bet. Normally we talk on the fourth Wednesday of the month. Of course, last week was a holiday, so a lot of folks were out for the holiday, and I'm sure you had a good Thanksgiving yourself.
I did. It was a good time to rest, reset, spend some time with family, did a little bit of traveling, but always good to get back and kind of get started again. But definitely appreciated having some time off to share with family.
Now, your home base is what, Kentucky? Is that right?
Well, I'm originally from Alabama. Actually, I came here from Mobile, Alabama. I got here. This is going on my third year as the superintendent. I had been a superintendent overseeing a district in Alabama, worked for the State Department, doing some state intervention and provided some guidance to districts as far as improving student achievement, finances, and working with boards of education. So been blessed to have a rich career and exposed to a lot of things.
All right. You Crimson Tide fan, or are you more of Auburn?
More of an Auburn fan. Actually, okay. I almost went to Auburn. I ended up graduating from Troy University, which is right down the road from Auburn. My parents, probably like most parents, I got a scholarship to Troy, and they said, you're going to go where the money is. And so I ended up going to Troy University and really had a good experience there.
All right. Well, very good. Smart decision there. Absolutely. Well, it's good to have you here on the program. We're going to talk some things going on in the USD 475 Geary County School District. And we start here as we enter the month of December with some teacher recognitions, I understand.
Yes. So we have actually two individuals that will be our Kansas Teacher of the Year. One is Ms. Jennifer Fallon. She's a fifth grade teacher at Washington Elementary School. And then Ms. Samantha Cruz. She's an ACSS teacher at Junction City High School. Really appreciate all the work that they do, making a tremendous difference. And they were recognized by their peers. Just a wonderful recognition for these two individuals. We also will recognize on Monday evening two individuals as Kansas Master Teachers. Susan Marshall, who is a sixth grade math teacher at Fort Riley Middle School, and Brian Scruggs, Mr. Scruggs, who is an academic specialist at Sites Elementary School. So really appreciate them. We actually took flowers and some recognitions to all four of these individuals within the last month or so, just to say thank you to them in front of their peers and students. You know, we always want to recognize teachers and let them know that they are definitely appreciated, and everything that they do makes a difference in the young people's lives. In addition to those, we have five individuals who we will recognize for Shining Star Award recipients, and that would be Ashante Carson, Morris Hill Elementary School Special Education Teacher, Mr. Jacob McAllister, Westwood Elementary School Third Grade Teacher, Ms. Laura Thompson, Ware Elementary School Speech Language Pathologist, Mr. David Weil. He's a Chief Operations Officer for the district. And finally, Jamie Williams, Junction City Middle School, eighth grade math teacher. So a lot of really good things are happening across the district. Again, appreciate what everybody's doing. And the last thing we'll do is we will recognize our Purple Star schools. So we give schools a Purple Star recognition who have met certain tenets in the program. And really, the Purple Star program says that we are a military-friendly organization. My Board of Education approved a resolution over a year ago. And since that resolution was approved, schools have been working toward accomplishing the tenets of the program. And so for the last 3 months, we have been recognizing our schools, providing them a plaque that they can hang in their front office so that as our families enter and leave, they'll always see it. It's on our website. And it just, again, tells our military families that we are military friendly and that we have resources available and that we are all on the same team.
That's fantastic. And what a great opportunity to highlight that. And of course, we know how well Geary County Schools kind of has its relationship with the military, having, you know, schools even on post, and that relationship can't be understated.
No, that's, I think the way you said it is perfect. We actually have five schools on post, four elementary, one middle, two military individuals, the garrison commander and command sergeant major, actually serve on my board of education as advisors. So we have a very close-knit relationship. We are always in communications with each other. And it's just, it's really to me an honor and a privilege to be able to serve men and women who wear the uniform. Over 50% of our students' parents are associated with the military. So as you can see, we have military children in every single one of our schools. And it's just an honor and a privilege, again, just to have them as part of our team.
So with the recognitions coming up here on Monday, do you have anything else on the agenda for Monday that people might be interested in knowing about?
Well, we are always trying to look at our district data. We're going to actually talk about where we are with student achievement. I know that we've been talking about socially emotional learning, academics. And so each month we try to take some form of district data, student data to our board members, highlight the areas that we're doing well in, showcase those areas that we need to improve, and talk about our action steps or, you know, the strategies we will use in order to make those improvements. So we've tried to adjust the board flow so that every board meeting we have recognitions. And then during the board discussion, we always bring in some student achievement or some form of demographic data that we need to discuss and talk about how we can improve.
Okay. Well, that, and what time is your meeting on Monday?
It's at 6:30 here at the Devon Center. So we do welcome the public to be part of it. Again, it's just a good opportunity for us to take care of the work of the district, as well as highlight individuals that I called out for their hard work throughout the district as well.
Very good. So, and what I like about your guys' meetings, you guys do a really nice video presentation on, I think you put it on your YouTube channel. Got to compliment the guys who put that together.
Well, you know, my media and marketing team does an outstanding job. I have three really gifted individuals who work very well to showcase the district and put us out there in a very positive light. So can't really say enough about how hard they work and how much I really appreciate them.
Very good. Well, we're going to take a quick time out. We'll talk more here with Dr. Eggleston in a moment here as In Focus continues on News Radio KMAN.